So I already knew this about paranormal playground sounds, but now it's becoming more literal and it's becoming more in my face about it. It's cool stuff. I mean, where else are you going to find this? You're only going to find it here on the PPS. You're only going to find it here. And I just, God, literally after I get out of here, I'm like, is it Tuesday yet? Every single day, I kid you not, I'm like, is it Tuesday yet? Because this is my happy place. And I hope this can be your happy place too, whoever's sharing, whoever's listening. So again, if you're listening in, the lines are open. Free live medium reading, 855-915-9636. I had a beautiful live reading a couple weeks ago. So, it's fun. If you want to try it, you know, it's good. Come in, we're inviting you in. And then I honestly thought to myself, I was like, oh, I hope that whole alien thing isn't kind of like, throwing people off. Like, and they're getting freaked out. Like, what is this? Like, what am I going to be calling into? No. I'm not going to be talking to aliens when I'm talking with you. I'm going to be talking to your spirit team and, you know, your loved ones. So call in. Call WMFO. So getting more into this, let me tell you, they gave me a gift. So I gave them a present and it was, I showed you, it was a painting. It was a spray paint painting that I did. And they gave me a gift. It's the cutest thing. I have a shooting star and it shrunk to the size of like the palm of your hand. And it bounces. It just bounces in my hand and I can put it in my pocket. And I can, look, I'm taking it out right now. It's the cutest thing. It's like a little animal. It's a cutie cute. And I'm going to name it. See, this is so much fun. I get to play, get to be in here. So maybe if you need exact evidence, like, oh, you know, I need evidence that there's an alien actually communicating in here and talking and da-da-da-da-da, yada-yada-da. Maybe you do need that, but, you know, I was channeling them and I was channeling exactly what they were saying, what they were telling me, the information. And I have this information basically with me that I can utilize throughout the day. And I hope you can utilize it throughout the day. It was talks about in those times where things don't go planning accordingly, or times we have to wait in line, or we're waiting in traffic, or, you know, we're in those times where we have to sit with ourselves. Those are your most precious, valuable times. Like, do not take those for granted. That is a gift from the magnificent cosmic universe. That is seriously a gift for you to do so many things. You could sit and be in gratitude. You can sit and create, envision the next case best scenario for the next event that's coming in. You could do so much in that moment. Think of your happy thoughts. Think of all the things that you love. Think of just, and you'll be there. You'll be in that energy. You'll be in the present. My favorite things to do in those moments where time goes back or I have to be in a place where I have to wait is gratitude, is going into gratitude. And that just creates a magnificent element of change in the atmosphere, of change in the energy. And I'm there and I feel it and you will feel it. So I think that was a great message, you know, to carry. And it's really good information. And I have to always remember that. So in those times, it's like playing a game. And I watched this movie called Pollyanna. It's a Disney movie, actually. And so the Disney movie was about this girl who, her parents died. And when her parents died, she came and lived with her really wealthy aunt. And she basically turned the whole town upside down, where she was so optimistic and so happy. She said that she played the glad game. Now, the glad game had to do with when something, you know, negative happened. She said, well, we could think you play whenever you're sad, play the glad game. You think of one thing to be glad about. So it was like she, you know, for instance, I'm trying to think of a good example of when you can play the glad game. So, okay. It's not hard. It's actually very easy. I'm just trying to create, a better scenario for you. So, okay, say you're waiting in line for your food and you get the wrong order. And now you have to wait again for them to make it. and you could say, what's one thing you're glad about? Well, I'm glad that I can actually afford food. So it's like something like that. Like, so instead of getting disappointed that they made you, they brought the wrong order and they have to make it and you have to wait all over again, I'm glad I can afford food. So it's like simple things like that that really make a difference in your life. I really encourage you to start playing the glad game and watch a lot of Disney movies if you want to feel better. I kid you not. Whenever I want to feel better and feel safe and, you know, get away from anxiety, I watch Disney. And it really does the mind good. So, just giving out this opportunity to, and giving a shout out to my mom who's listening. Thanks, Mom. And I just, you know, just wanted to give that energy of gratitude for this show, for being here, for being able to do this, being able to bring my vision and make it come alive. This is a miracle in itself. I just need to say this show, this, I mean, every day is a miracle, but this is a absolute miracle to sit here and be and say, I can talk to aliens and be in this and have this and actually people listening and actually people enjoying and just feeling it. And it's about connecting and feeling. So I'm just so grateful for this. I'm so grateful that I have the opportunity to tell you my dreams every week and the information that they want me to, and the messages they want me to tell you on the show. Because it's real. This is what it's for. And I've created this dynamic playground of fun, of paranormal activity and being able to talk to spirit and our angels and our loved ones. And they're here with us and they're here to help guide us. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that. So I just thank you again. Big, big thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't say thank you enough. How much gratitude I'm in. So much gratitude. So, let's get more into our playlist. The Norm Wooster Singers from the movie That Thing You Do. If you have never seen that movie, That Thing You Do, please see it. It's got a great soundtrack. It's so much fun. It's, you know, if you love that era, that kind of, that kind of rock era, the early 60s, you know, good pop music. Watch it, That Thing You Do, it's Tom Hanks. We got Nitro, Dick Dale, my man Dick Dale, Big Bopper, Chantilly Lace, The Cleftones, My Angel Lover, more Beach Boys, April March with Chick Habit. That song's off the soundtrack to Death Proof by Quentin Tarantino. I play a lot of Quentin Tarantino music on here, by the way, because I'm a huge Quentin Tarantino fan. And I cannot wait to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Leonardo, Brad Pitt, the whole shebang. I can't wait. I am so excited. We got, obviously, some Eddie Cochran. Yeah, I just got a lot of good stuff coming your way. So this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform. You are listening to the Boston Medium.
You are the sun that summertime brings. You are the stars in the nighttime sky. You are my girl and I'm your guy. You got me all tied up in knots, and I'm loving you lots and lots. I'm just loving you lots and lots. I'm loving you lots and lots. Ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, 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 ah, ooh, ooh. And
Hello, this is the Boston Medium. You're listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds here at 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I think it's about time for our PSA. Another PSA. Don't drink and drive. PSA. On February 9th, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed six people, including her own sister. If you're under the influence of anything, never ever think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Don't drink and drive. Happy Tuesday is correct. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling good. I feel like I almost want to do another meditation because I'm just feeling the light source so much. I'm just feeling like, whoo. I'm really getting into the groove of this. What do you think? I'm getting into this whole activation because I kid you not. Last week I did the meditation. It was freeing the mind, and we went on a little rocket ship. We went on a rocket ship and we boosted up into the sky. And when we went into the rocket ship and we went into the sky, you know, I was just like, okay, see a castle. Is the grass purple? You know, is there a big cotton candy in the yard? What do you see that, you know? And it's the purpose was to expand your mind and expand your consciousness. And this week I started painting and playing the ukulele again. I mean, I've always been doing the spray paint, but I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance that it just came out. And the uke playing, like I don't play as much as I want. Again, the busyness and, you know, and I got to do that and I got to put it online and it felt really good to do that. And I'm like, why did I bring my uke today? And I thought I didn't have time. And I'm so upset that I didn't bring my ukulele because I wasn't going to play on the show. I was just going to in between, getting to hear from my meditation, I could have been practicing. So I was kind of like, darn-o. But whatever, that's the past. And we're in the present. And so it's a good reminder to always remember about, well, you know, do we really not have time? Like, how absurd is this? Do we really, really, seriously, come on. Do we really not have time for our souls and our spirits and creating? We're so conditioned in our world to make, we got to do the things that make money. We got to do the things a priority. We got to put everyone first. And of course, it is a blessing to be at service. I love being at service. I love it. And it's why we come here, to be of service. But at the same time, you have to balance it out. And I've noticed, you know, a lot of more joy and a lot more feeling grounded comes from that balance. So these are good things to just continuously be a reminder of again. Continuously learn, because I'm learning too. And so understanding the whole busyness, I look at all this stuff and I was like, how am I not having time to do this? How am I not having time to do this? You do have time. It's just about making it. And you got to stop the excuses. The excuses are just going to ruin your life. You know, if I made excuses for not working out, I just don't know, I would not even be here. I'd be in depresso world or something. I don't know. I just can't make those excuses. For instance, this morning it was pouring out and I was just like, it's called a treadmill. Get on a treadmill, get on a machine. You can't get there. It's like, call an Uber, run there, walk there, get there. Buy one, put one in your house. I don't know, but it's just don't make the excuses. And that's about your creativity. And this is Paranormal Sounds, about mediumship through music and creativity. And that's the message. You've got to make time for those creative moments, no matter if it's cooking, whatever it is, if it's whatever, everything is so infinitely creative that we need to make those times. And I needed to make that time for my uke. So this is just going back into the meditation, and it's going back into Like, this is literally a portal of transformation. When we come here every week, it's about growth and transformation and expanding and progress and growing. This is about evolving. And when we're here, we evolve. So I'm so grateful. That meditation was one of the best meditations that I've done, that I was just like, I feel like I need to do this again. So, hey, we have limited time. Call in 855-915-9636. Call in. Don't hesitate. Just call in. Because who knows? That answer you were looking for may be right here. You know, it may be right here. So we have limited time. We only have a half hour. And you only have 20 more minutes to call in. So call in. So anyways, let's get back to it. I just want to do a quick inspirational speaking right now through the Infinite Spirit. Right now, I'd like to open myself up. This is Reverend Mariah coming in, 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. It is the magical blessings right now. Right now it is the magical blessings coming in and coming forward. And you right now are attuned to something so brilliant. You are attuned to something worth millions. This right here, right now, and everything you're listening to, everything you're in tuned with, all the things, all these information is worth more than millions, worth more the weight in gold. We are here right now in this moment to perform an activation of your life, an activation, because guess what? Every single day, there is something different going on. There is something brilliant going on. There is something genius that is happening every single day when you wake up, in the morning when you wake up. What is the first thing that you're breathing in? The first thing that we are breathing in is love. We are not waking up for anything else except for love. We do not catch that breath for anything else except for love. So if there was no love, you wouldn't continue going on. If there was no love in your heart, if there was no desire to help and be of service and to add value to this world, there would be no you, and you would not go through your day. You would not continuously go through your day doing what you do, because you are exactly why I'm here. I'm exactly why you're here. We create this whole map of the world, and we keep it in rotation and we keep it in flow with this thing called love. Understand this fully and completely, what this love is, what this love does. Embrace this love of your everyday life, of why we wake up every single day doing what we're doing. No matter if you're a parent, no matter if you're a teacher, no matter if you're a doctor, lawyer, artist, musician, construction worker, whatever it is that you are doing, you're making a difference every single day, and you are part of the scheme of love that is right here, or you would not be waking up, or you would not be caring, and you would not be living, and you would not have a heartbeat right now beating at this very moment. That heartbeat beating inside your chest, beating inside of who you are right now in this moment, is connected to the cosmos, connected to the brilliant, wonderful cosmos. Every time you see a star in the sky, you're seeing your heart beating inside of you. That is the mirror. A star in the sky is the mirror of your heartbeat, and understand that you are one with the cosmic flow. You are one with the galaxy and everything that is going on. Oh, we look to the stars. We look to the sky. We are inspired. We are obsessed with outer space. Oh, the land mooning. the land mooning. Dyslexia. The moon landing was one of the most greatest things. During what a brilliant, life-changing time. Why else would we go to the moon during Martin Luther King and Kennedy, civil rights, Vietnam? Why else are we going to go to the moon during that time? Oh, because it was the cosmos calling in right now in this moment, stepping forward, stepping forth, and said, hello. Hello, look at your magnificence. Oh, where there is darkness, there is the miracle of light, and we say hello. The aliens come in. That moon landing right there for you right now, that was the alien saying, we invite you. We've got a gift for you. There is so much more than what you can see, and we want you to know this right now. So we are giving you the moon landing. That is the magnificence. That is the abundant. That is the radiance that is calling you right now in this moment, and feel it. Ah, feel it. Feel that magnificent wonder. Oh, feel that light. Feel it because it's inside of you. You are here for something greater. No matter who you are, there's enough for everyone to have everything they could possibly imagine. This world is created. This life is created. What do you want to do today? What would you like to do? Send it out to the cosmos, to the universe, and it shall be given to you. You make it happen. Did anyone ever tell you that you were God? Did anybody ever tell you that you were part of the universe? Did anybody ever tell you that it is all within you? Did anybody ever tell you that you have a magnificent destiny? Did anyone ever tell you that your destiny that's unfolding, your path that is unfolding, is greater than anything you could imagine? You're the lightning in the sky. You're the oceans, those vast oceans in our world. You are those tall, ancient trees. Oh, you are those twinkling stars. You are all those money. You're all that money in the bank. That's you. Oh, that's you. You're those nice cars. Oh, you're that vacation. Oh, you are that expensive jewelry. Oh, you are that fine dining. You are that scrumptious, flavorful, wonderful food. See, you are these emotions. Understand, you are all of these emotions. Ever go through your day and think about what you'd like to be doing. Go through your day and say, well, if I had this, I'd do this. No, you are that right now. There is no what if I had this, or I'd be doing this, or I wish I had that. It's already there. There is no wishing for it. There is no sadness because you don't have that. There is no jealousy because someone has it. You already have it. And once you realize that you already have it, guess what happens? It appears just like magic, just like Robin Williams in the movie Hook, just like Peter Pan. Oh, just like Peter Pan. Remember in the movie Hook was starring Peter Pan, and Robin Williams took his hand. He started playing all pretend. Oh, and when he played pretend, he made the magic come to life. Oh, it's simple in all real time. Oh, when you play, you make it come to life. That is what we are here to do. That is what we are here to do right now, is uplift you to that place of empowerment. Oh, you are not a prisoner. You are not a prisoner of the world. The world is not against you. Your government's not against you. There's nothing against you. Your parents are not against you. Your coworkers are not against you. No, no, no. Nobody's trying to hold you back. Nobody's trying to hold you down. Nobody's trying to take anything from you. It is just a lie of conditioning that you have been given. Now understand the reality as you listen to me right now. Understand the reality right now of what's real. You're the master of your life. You are God living. Can we get a hallelujah, amen for God living? Thank you, universe. Thank you, spirit. Thank you, alien angels, for that. Yow! I'm just going to crawl right back. Wow, there's a lot of talking during this. Well, I had lots to say. I had lots to say during this 2 hours of Paranormal Playground Sounds. And I'm so glad you tuned in, because it's infinite here. We're always infinite. And it's all about magic. And it's all about spontaneous goodness. So get excited. Get vibrant. Get happy. Because we're here to do that. How else are we going to get happy? I think I know another way we can get vibrant, get happy. None other than the Beach Boys. Who doesn't want to hear some Beach Boys? Come on. We're going to do some surf in USA. How about that? This is Paranormal Playground Sounds with your host, the Boston Medium, right here on 91.5 FM. Freeform Tufts, Freeform Radio. Woo-wee!
The men working on the chain gang. all day long they're saying, ooh. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my, 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 my. My work is so hard, give me water. I'm thirsty, my work is so hard. Oh, oh, my, 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 my work is so hard. Oh. We'll be right back.
Sally Hansen's Miracle Gel?
Up above my head.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lolly, lollipop, lollipop, oh. pop.
This is the Boston Medium. You are listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds. Right here, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, so sad. It is over. 2 hours flies by quick. Time flies by when you're having fun, right? Hoo-wee! I'm feeling good. I hope the excellence is feeling you. Feeling good. Please call in next time. 855-915-9636 for your free reading. I hope you take in all that information about the aliens and the Octarians and being able to know if you believe, knowing that you could get a piece of reality here and knowing that you're not crazy. We talk about all this good stuff, connecting with aliens. So think about that your day. Think about that for the week, and think about how expansive you are now that you've known this and we've went into the outer realms and outer space. And I can't wait to see what happens this week now that I have a shooting star as a pet in my pocket. So this is great. Da-da-da. So anyway, I love you guys. Love you. Boston Medium loves you. Tune in next week, 1 to 3, on Paranormal Playground Sounds, here on WMFO Radio. I'm going to leave you here with something special. King Crimson and Court of the Crimson King. I know you all love that. I love that. I love this song so much. It suits Paranormal Playground Sounds. I remember that was part of one of my first playlists when I had my show a couple years ago. I think it's a great song to sign off to. Very psychedelic energy, and it's great for the kind of alien feel. For you listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio, this is the Boston Medium signing off, saying goodbye. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful week. Let the love of spirit surround you, protect you, and let's get into a high vibration today. Be free, be you, be love. Court of the Crimson King, right here.
The crack.